Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you, and I appreciate you. Thanks to Dr. Meg Meeker for coming on from Fox, talking about her book, Raising Girls in a Toxic Culture. We're going to move on to talking about Virginia. And let me, before we go there, get to katedalyradio.com for the Kate Daly Show. You can actually just click listen now if you want to listen right from the website. It's totally fine. And then thank your local station that has the show. If your local station does not have the show and you happen to be streaming the show, call your local station and ask for the show. It's the easiest thing in the world. If they get a couple of calls, they go, oh gosh, there's an audience for this. No lie, serious. Like politicians, you know, one email is worth 1,000 emails. It's kind of like that with talk radio too. Talk to your local station, call them up and say, I want this Kate Daly Show on the air. And you'll be surprised at how quick they'll move to search it out and search me out to find it. So make sure that you're doing that if you really want this show on. And I would applaud you if you did. It means that you're getting some truth in media instead of the bought and sold, host of the hour that will tell you everything you want to hear. So here's the deal. I want to talk about Virginia because there was a couple of things there that really struck me about this. So number one, calling for a state of emergency without an emergency. There's no emergency. Everything went down just fine today, but there wasn't even a precursor to the emergency.
No.
It was a press-only manipulation. We're going to declare a state of emergency so that we can ramp this puppy up. We want people to feel like we're on the verge of a civil war and that all those gun-toting, Second Amendment-loving conservatives, alt-right is what they call us, right? Well, no, now they call us white supremacists.
Yeah, white
supremacists. Isn't that nice? Did you know that? Did you know you're a white supremacist?
I've known it all my life.
Yeah,
you know
right? Why?
Because I'm white.
Oh, because you're white. Okay, well, that makes more sense. I thought it was because you were racist. Oh, you're not racist either.
I'm not racist.
Yeah, you just actually like your Second Amendment.
But since I'm white, I have to go with the flow.
Right, well, you know, we're all white supremacists at heart, right? Because just because we're white, you know?
Yep.
I'm whiter than you, by the way. I am. Look at me. I'm whiter than you. I must be even more racist than you. I don't know. Anyway, so the new narrative now in the press for the last 3 years has been, if you like your Second Amendment, if you're Christian, you are a stupid, alt-right, white supremacist that hates the world, and you hate all immigration. It's not that you just want it to be legal immigration. No, no, no. You hate all immigrants. That's what, so this is the big narrative they've been pushing, the big lie, the big deception. So they call a state of emergency and they're fomenting this to the point in the press where I actually thought something, they were actually setting us up, that something was going to happen today. I actually think they were, and I think they were backing down once it happened because I think they realized how many people were there. A lot of people with cell phones, too, that you can't control, too. If you pay Antifa to start stuff or you get paid protesters that look and talk like, oh, I don't know, Second Amendment people, and they are paid to start something.
They realized they weren't going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that simple. They wanted to start something. I believe that.
Yeah. What was, and so state of emergency now is kind of like, they'll do that on the for anything. It doesn't even matter. They'll even do it just to provoke something to happen. It's probably pretty amazing. I hope people see that.
Well, the governor even went so far as to have a judge support it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So...
Okay. So Second Amendment, you were going to talk about Chrisanne Hall.
Well, I can't find it now, but she had a really, you know, West Virginia during all this announced that any county that wanted to secede from Virginia is welcome to join West Virginia.
Right.
They would absorb all the counties that want to secede.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrisanne, earlier today, I noticed that she had done a post on that saying that it's about time the states realize their power.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely.
I think she liked that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The kinds of, these are the kinds of headlines that were all over the press until it ended peaceably today, and then nothing. Nothing. Did you know that there weren't a whole lot of articles written that said, oh, we got that wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, never. You're never going to see it. Let me give you what they were saying. This is one of the headlines out of Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. Virginia Capitol on edge as FBI arrests suspected neo-Nazis before gun rally. Seriously. Alarming calls online for a race war. The arrest of three suspected neo-Nazis. Memories of the explosive clashes in Charlottesville 3 years ago. Remember Jesse Kessler? Jesse Kessler worked for Obama and was an Occupy Wall Street guy. And he turned into a Second Amendment lover just overnight. Overnight. And then all of a sudden had this Unite the Right rally. And then they did a total psyop with the car running into the crowd, but it was down the street. Mm. It was in the streets. It wasn't really where the rally was. And of course, they did this whole thing around Charlottesville, okay? And they still classified in the press as this explosive and on. And Trump has been skewered for calling some of this out ever since, if you have noticed. Anyway, so here's more of that article. A sense of crisis enveloped the capital of Virginia on Thursday with the police heightened alert and Richmond bracing for possible violence ahead of the gun rally next week. See, this was from last week. That is expected to draw white supremacists and other anti-government extremists. Do you want to know something kind of interesting? I talked about this in a speech I gave over the weekend. I'm not anti-government, and you're not anti-government if you're listening to my show. You actually love good government so much so that you studied the Constitution, I'm going to imagine, right? You studied the Constitution because our founders weren't anti-government. They didn't want to come to America and have no government. They wanted a good, solid government because they knew that there was a place for it. And we all feel the same way. We just want that same place for it. We know that it's overgrown. That doesn't make you anti-government. That actually makes you calling for good government and that you're interested in good government enough to want it's not enough to simply admire the Constitution. You want to understand it. That's why you're listening to this show. So they keep saying in the press that we're anti-government, and they keep saying that we're white supremacists. And it said the potential for an armed confrontation prompted fears of the rerun of the 2017 far-right rally that was actually put on by an Obamamite. That was total lie because they said it was all white supremacists showing up and it wasn't. They showed like three in the crowd and it was not. In fact, those guys were paid and then injured two dozen in Charlottesville. Okay. All right. So there's the lies. Was there a drill going on? There are drills and there are ongoing drills going on, which are really kind of scary, done by a company that I can get into as well. There's a couple companies that are doing these things. But one of the articles, and I'll get into that in just a moment. One of the articles today, thousands of armed protesters turn out for Trump-supported gun rally. Do you know when they say armed protesters, do you know what they're talking about? Conceal carry.
Yeah.
You're right to have that. You're not armed as in, you know, ready for battle. You're armed because you have the right to have to be armed. I mean, people walk around Walmart all the time armed. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, but they say it like there were 12 armed bank robbers at the bank.
Exactly. Exactly. And it went off without threats. Despite threats from armed militias and white supremacist groups. And then get this, you guys, get this manipulation that led Governor Northam to declare a state of emergency and weapons ban. I'd love to see these armed militias and white supremacist groups that actually were doing that for the governor to even declare that in a lie. I would love to, because you know what? There weren't any.
No.
There weren't any. It's such a lie out there. Oh, my gosh. And then it said gun rights groups like Virginia Citizens Defense League that threw the rally. Okay. So I always look at anything like these types of groups and say, are they disinformation groups? Are they there to provoke in some way? Because I'm telling you, sometimes now you have to be very, very leery about what you get involved in. Don't go to any of this stuff with any kind of anything that would signify that you are part of any group.
Oh, no.
Do not show up with any militia things. You are going to have to understand that you have people there ready to trap you.
Yep.
They are ready to trap you. These things are built on lies so that they can prove in the press that this is all this bunch of people, right?
So they estimated about 22,000 people today.
I don't think it was 22,000, but whatever.
Well, I saw a photo that looked, it looked like 22,000 to me. Mm-hmm. But anyway... if it was 22,000, they did a good job of staying out of the areas where they weren't allowed if they were armed.
Yep.
You know, and so they didn't push any limits there.
Mm-hmm. And Pesta made a great point, too, and I was glad for that point being made, and that is that, boy, all those thousands of people there with guns and nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that people can gather, armed people can gather, and nothing happens? Boy, that really takes away from the Democrat narrative.
You would think at least one gun would have jumped out of the holster and shot somebody.
Oh my gosh.
With all those guns.
You would
there.
Imagine, right?
Yeah.
And was that governor installed in a fake election or in the election, in a rigged election, I should say, in order to do this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No doubt.
I do believe that. In fact, I do. There were the drills going on. I'll have to get to that after the break and show you that. But I thought one of the most powerful statements was by Senator Amanda Chase, and state senator in Virginia. And I'm proud of her. And she better watch her back today, because this is the kind of person that actually they have a suicide mission for or going to suicide, because she'll wind up that way because she's speaking out and telling people this. But she said, you have to be very aware that that this could be a trap. Does the Patriot Act ring a bell? If people show up wearing any kind of uniform, patch, or other symbol on their clothing signifying they belong to a militia and something goes wrong, you will or could be held as a domestic terrorist. If anyone steps out of line, they're going to use it. It may be even a government plant. If the plant does anything to disrupt the rally, you could well be or will be arrested for domestic terrorist. The governor using the media, I just applaud her. She's amazing. The governor using the media has already set the stage for this to happen. He's already laid the groundwork to make the entire movement look like insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
See? The headlines all supported that too. They were all talking about how chaos was coming.
Oh yeah.
And then it'll be, and I've seen pictures of tanks that were brought in. I've seen pictures of all kinds of armed everything coming in to Virginia. And she said it will be used to put the rest of the nation on notice of what will happen if you resist. And they have used the Southern Poverty Law Center for over the last 15 years to lay the groundwork. And that's very, very true. They have. And Antifa came about. And Romney, actually, remember when he was applauding Antifa and said he was all for Antifa?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Back in the Charlottesville thing, he showed his true colors. He came out against Trump and said that Trump loved Nazis and loved white supremacists. And I know you're shaking your head, but I don't know if anyone remembers all that. I do. I remember it well. Romney showed his stripes way back then. But we'll take calls after this, and I'll talk a little bit about the drills going on and the ongoing drills all year that they have actually in Virginia going on by a company, risk management company that's training people in these drills. I'll talk about that when we come back, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a holistic kind of guy, you know, my whole life. And I just felt like you're supposed to hurt, you're supposed to ache, you're supposed to feel like, you know, you're getting old. But that's not the case. I don't feel that way anymore. It's been because of this product. And the biggest thing is I don't get up to go to the bathroom like I did before. I seem to get a better night's sleep. You know, I really do. I just think, you know, this balance of nature just took it to the next level.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Lying to the races. Interesting that they say that because there's a whole new definition for that now. It's kind of interesting. All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Appreciate you tuned in and listening in. I've got Uncle Milty here, and there's a couple of things that we should talk about with this before I lose track. of course, I'm going to get to the drills in just a second, but ABC was clearly drumming up the chaos before this started. This is a reporter that they interviewed right beforehand. Hold on just a second. I'm going to play this for you. This is ABC earlier on today. Here we go.
Good morning, TJ. Things just starting to pick up now. This line, it is long. It stretches all the way down the block. A lot of these people have been here for more than 2 hours now. This leads right up to the one entrance point here at the state capitol, which just opened up. Everybody who goes inside will be screened. We are expecting thousands of gun rights advocates and some extremist groups protesting new proposed gun legislation. Local, state, and federal law enforcement are all involved. Ahead of this rally, seven alleged white supremacists with ties to the neo-Nazi group, the base, have been arrested. Authorities saying that at least three of them were planning on attending. Citing some credible threats, Virginia's governor declaring a temporary state of emergency and banning all weapons from the Capitol. You can see what that list of prohibited items looks like here. It is long and right at the top, firearms. Now, while none of these items are permitted on Capitol grounds, where we're standing just outside, technically, they are allowed. TJ?
Victor, no doubt officials there have learned some security lessons from Charlottesville.
Oh, yes, because Charlottesville, right. All due to Charlottesville with those, you know, hateful white supremacists that were bought and paid to be there amongst the people that were there for the real reason.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Here is a Virginia sheriff. Here is the Virginia sheriff saying that he... where's my clip? I can't find it. He was saying that he would not go along with this nonsense. Here we go. He would actually not support what they were going to do if they were going to have any laws come through that were anti-constitutional. Here we go.
Or city or commonwealth still be.
If the bills go through as proposed, they will not be enforced. They're unconstitutional. We swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Virginia, and that's what we'll do.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what happens if they change the Constitution of Virginia? That's a problem. That's going to be a problem. And so there was a drill going on with HEAT. It's called Hostile Environment Awareness Training. Hostile Environment Awareness Training.
HEAT.
HEAT.
What a cool name.
What a cool name, right? Because chaos, heat, it's very, very interesting, some of these groups. And I want to remind everybody, you can go look at IPOT or Amazing Polly, usually brings in some documents to support this. This was one of the clips. I don't know if you guys remember the bombing in Europe. Do you guys remember this? But it just so happened there was a drill going on. Here's a news clip from Britain. Here we go.
Today we were running an exercise for a company. Bearing in mind I'm now in the private sector. And we sat everybody down in the city, 1,000 people involved in the whole organization, but the crisis team. And the most peculiar thing was we based our scenario on the simultaneous attacks on the Underground and Mainline station. So we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real.
Oh, wow. They've had to do that a lot.
Get that bureau number. When you have a list of people missing, tell them. And it took a long time.
Just to get this right, you were actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario.
Almost precisely.
Wow, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. That happened on 9/11. It happened in the Boston Marathon. Even a runner saying to his local paper, gosh, there were bomb-sniffing dogs. I've never seen that at a race before. And they were conducting a drill just at the exact same time with the exact same scenario that went on. Well, there was drills here. The drills here, though, are were just a little bit away. They usually do that a little bit away, mm-hmm. especially if they want something to go on in a city. They usually don't advertise the actual city. I thought that that was kind of interesting. There was a casting call, not paying $100. No, the normal rate. It was $250.
Wow.
Yeah. To come and be part of these little groups that are doing this, just getting together and trying to understand what happens when you have, you know, the risk of crime, what to do about that, and that you need to know how to work off of prescriptive events, but that you can just sort of like come up with dialogue on your own, and in case there's gender-based violence. What is gender-based violence?
I don't know what that is. I think that's when somebody from the LGBTQ group beats up a heterosexual.
Ah, okay, yes, because I mean I've never seen anybody that went after somebody. Turned into violence.
Not in a group setting like that, no.
No. Interesting. And civil disorder and acts of hostile governments and corruption and extortion and terrorism and, insurgency. Oh, okay.
That must have been one of the credible threats.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. They're actually having a training for HEAT. That's the hostile environment awareness. The same one they just had in Virginia. That, by the way, Snopes will tell you didn't exist and that it's a hoax, right? That they didn't have HEAT. They didn't have this meeting. And if they did, it happened. It's going to happen next week and not this week. Do you know who was the debunker for Snopes? It was the guy from CNN. It was Ryan. Oh, what is his name? I have it somewhere
Brian
on here.
Ryan Stelzer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's that's your Snopes guy, the director for CNN. I love that. Isn't that cool? CNN's telling you it's not true. Anyway, there is one coming up in Germany, and Germany for HEAT, HEAT. And guess where it's being held? You'll never guess in a million years where it's being held, Uncle Milty. The UN Training Center. Okay. The UN Training Center.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep. And they have like a remote village all laid out. Oh, it was Ryan Cooper, by the way, a staff writer, fact checker for the director of programming at CNN International that debunks the Snopes stories because it's highly liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that this is coming up in February 21st through the 28th and then again in June or July. And they're going to be in Hamburg. And this training base, it's a UN online security awareness training called Be Safe, okay? And they have to complete the UN online security awareness training before they go to HEAT in Hamburg. So does that make it so that the UN is involved in HEAT? I'm just going to go out on a limb and say yes. Okay. Because they have to get through their required course before they're able to do this. And what they get to learn all about hostages and hostage survival and weapons and mines and improvised explosive devices and sensitive information and medical training and all of these things, awareness of threats and risks, right? But this is an intensive practical course with hands-on activities that allow participants to explore behavior and learn what to do in a high-risk situation given at the UN Training Center of Armed German Forces in Hammelburg. They also have courses coming up every single month until December. And you can go and you can get to be one of these courses. Isn't that great? By the way, the courses that I just said that are going to be here every single month, because the one I was talking about before was in February. No. It's HEAT in Virginia. Virginia is going to have a course every single month for, the company called Risk and Strategic Management Course, RSM. RSM, they're going to have courses all year long in Virginia, of all places. Isn't that interesting in Virginia? Because I do think this will heat up again. sometimes because they have too many people that come to an event too, it might dissuade them from having their paid actors do something to foment chaos as well. Too many cell phones recording, right? Too many people that can get onto social media and say this isn't true, right?
Wow.
Could be. Who knows? But I just wanted to make sure that people realize that these are all NGO training facilities that they use. This is a couple of the groups, the risk and strategic management. This is one. Then they have the casting calls for these groups that also do training for HEAT, which is a hostile environment awareness takeover. So you have that as well. Okay. Just wanted everybody to be on the same page with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. I wanted to talk about who they're going after.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that resist. Going back to what you said about mm-hmm. the anti-government, I was in an agency with the federal government meeting, and there were only two types of people. Anybody that was standing up for the Constitution,
uh-huh.
the law, was an anti-government. They used
yeah.
that term. So
yeah.
what they're saying now is there are only two types of groups out there. There's those that are going along with their tyranny. All this is tyranny, anti-constitutional,
mm-hmm.
or you're anti-government. Now, what is anti-government? It is anarchy. Anarchy, nobody wants anarchy. It's, everybody would fear anarchy.
Right.
So they're trying to scare us into believing those that are resisting, those that are standing up for the law, want anarchy. And we really have to confront this constantly. And the only other option, their option, is communism or tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only options you have. Now, a second point, if I may. The crisis is, as it's calling it a state of emergency. This is just like what they're doing in these schools, these lockdowns
mm-hmm.
where they're imprisoning the children
mm-hmm.
when there's no need for it.
Yes.
This is all creating crisis, manufacturing crisis. The false flag shootings, manufacturing crisis. So out of the crisis is there a solution. The solution is we got to go after the people resisting and take away their weapons. Those are the people they have to go after. One last point. I was reading an article about, Representative Shea up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He's a patriot,
mm-hmm.
and he was involved in helping out in the protests at the Bundy Ranch and also
mm-hmm.
the Wilderness Center in Oregon. They are now, the state government is calling him a domestic terrorist for participating, and he called those, everybody who participated in that demonstration where they were standing up for the rights of the Bundys against the criminals, which were the agents of the federal government, were terrorists, domestic terrorists. That's the term. They're using the same term for the Wilderness Center in Oregon. Everybody that was there, that was educating, that were invited in, are domestic terrorists. Terrorists and do not, whether they're foreign terrorists or domestic terrorists, they have no rights. They have, the government has a right to murder them, just like what they've been doing under the Bush administration, Obama administration, current Trump administration in the Middle East. They
mm-hmm.
just kill them, and it's fine with American people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting to the point where they can just start killing us.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. So the first part of the call, talking about the fact that you're either anti-government or you go full propaganda. That's basically, you can't love limited government. No. It's one or the other. The whole new dialogue about the right is that we're white supremacists. We're no longer the right. We're no longer conservatives anymore. We're white supremacists. And if you don't think that the whole Bundy situation was planned out far, far, far in advance to trap people into coming to the Bundy situation to grab them, if you don't think that happened, you're naive. That happened far in advance. The provocation put out there by the government to get the Bundys to react, to get Finicum to react. Finicum was on their radar for a long time because they wanted to pick him off. They wanted to do something to him, but they couldn't. And so what I'm saying is this. These things are orchestrated and manipulated by the government. I absolutely know this to be true. They are then provoked, and then they provoke those that care about our rights to show up and come and help, just like any good American would. And it's manipulated in the press right now to say, oh, yes, you know, you are a full supremacist if you go. And that way, if they do something to you when you arrive at an event, then they can get away with it because you're a hardcore white supremacist Nazi. You're a Ku Klux Klan member. You probably deserved it.
Absolutely.
You deserve to be done away with.
If you're one of those.
Yeah, you're violent.
Course.
You're so violent. So all the articles today, and then when it was peaceable, headlines gone. And then it was all about impeachment. Never a word about the fact that it was a peaceable event. So all these groups that do all of this training, by the way, this heat training, casting calls for actors, they're not just training people on how to deal with the UN coming into, like, say, the United States. Oh, no, this is the exact opposite of that. They are training with casting calls saying that you just need to be fit. You don't even have to have any acting cred. You just have to show up and we'll pay you big money to pretend that you're in a scenario. And then what they do is they show clips and footage from scenarios that aren't real, and they intermix it with stuff that is real to give people an idea out there that something's going on that it's not. It's called the Great PSYOP. So just to let people know that that stuff exists and it's going on all the time right now around us, it's really scary. We'll probably go into more detail this week on that, but it's just really, really scary. And I'm actually surprised that something didn't go down that they tried to blame on the right today.
There's too much advertising.
Too much advertising? Maybe. Maybe we'll explore some of the reasons why they didn't. But you can bet your booty that they had Antifa there and they had paid protesters there that were ready to sign on to do some stuff. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind they had people ready to go. Yep. To provoke a situation and make it look like Charlottesville all over again. And they did. That whole thing was conjured up, Charlottesville, by the way. It's not a real, that wasn't the event that you got told in the press, by the way. Anyway, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow, everybody.